This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah, National Learning Week, in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma said, the BJP will fight for 68 seats while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union, AJSU party. 2 seats, Jamshedpur West and Tamar, have been given to the Janata Dal United, and 1 seat in Chatra has been allocated to the Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, the India bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide on the seat-sharing formula. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest the elections along with the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and CPI-ML. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is coming to Ranchi today to discuss seat sharing. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her trip to 3 African nations, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart Lazarus Chakwera yesterday. 4 MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Pabatron cancer-treating machine to Malawi. President Murmu has also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Meanwhile, the visit will conclude today as the president will leave for New Delhi from Malawi. Haryana government will provide free dialysis service to patients suffering from kidney disease in the state. This was announced by Chief Minister Nayab Singh after chairing the first formal meeting of the newly constituted cabinet of Haryana yesterday. The Chief Minister said the welfare of the poor is the government's first priority. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri has asserted that the market size of the Indian chemicals and petrochemicals sector is expected to grow to approximately $300 billion by 2025. The current market size of the sector is $220 billion. The minister was addressing the roundtable on petrochemicals during India Chem 2024 in Delhi yesterday. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies yesterday for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies are being sent. India also sent the first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units departed from Pipavav for Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Russia from the 22nd of this month to attend the 16th BRICS summit. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security and will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. In a statement, the external ministry said that Prime Minister Modi is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from BRICS member countries and invited leaders during the visit. Inter Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka during next 2 to 3 days. And in the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand stomped into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE last night. New Zealand will play the final against South Africa tomorrow. And in men's cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli got out on the last ball of the day after scoring 70 runs, while Sarfaraz Khan was unbeaten at 70. For New Zealand, Ajaz Patel took 2 wickets, while Glenn Phillips took 1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.